Birisi kov chavrai vigid lidai v'rabisai harayni nichen mezimen kai mitzvah asai shenegdashti besoyik benai yisruai shayim yichid kitsh b'rich yishchintai v'yidai hitum v'nelom shayim kol yisruai hi noyam avinoya lihayni ulayni Masa yudaini koinen ulaini, masa yudaini koinen ai. Titled A Moment of Truth. Words that I will share with you, only a small percentage of what I really would like to share with you, are words that may be politically incorrect to share with you. I may be sacrificing a lot, but it's not about me. I'm here to represent the Torah. I'm here to represent Hashem Yisbarach. Now I'm a kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we are in Mechuyiv, to throw ourselves in the Kivshan Eish for the Eibishter. Like Avraham Avinu did, and like Abba Zayda did all the days. This is what I'm here for. So I put all my benefits aside. I share truth, although it will not be popular. I share truth, although it may be ridiculed. I share truth, although it pains me to share this truth with you. My tired, liebe, chavre hirigit, my love with every fiber of my being, who I care for, and I'm ready to take my shirt off my back for you. Yes, it's through that ahava that I share with you this truth. They just give you the koyach to be able to deal with it in the right manner. They tell you to introduce yourself. They tell me to introduce myself. Pinchas Frankel speaking, a.k.a. Rav Kahal Igud Avreichem. This seems to be my farewell address as Rav Kahal Igud Avreichem. You may be very nice, special people, and I really love you, but it's clear to me that you have no need for a rose. I'm talking to each and every one of you. Don't look at anyone else. Look at yourself. I know each and every one of you, and I mean everyone. Perhaps it's embarrassing to you not to have a rov. Perhaps it makes no sense for a kid without a rov. But for that, I am not necessary. Perhaps you will find other people. I can help you if you want. I'm only a prop. You don't need me. Let me share a small secret with you. On May 1st, a dedicated treasurer came to my house. Wanted to give me the salary for the month, which I really can use. I said, not yet. Tried again later on, and I said, not yet. The chairman begged me on Friday, the dedicated chairman, please take the salary, you deserve it. So perhaps I deserve it, perhaps I'll still take it, but not now. Not yet. As of now, I cannot take the salary. If you don't need a rov, I do not deserve a salary. I want to be very candid with you. I do not need to be a rov. You need to have a real rov. How embarrassing it is that you don't feel the need of having a rov. I'm okay. For me, it's no problem. I don't need this. I can't go back to Calvinist Islam, but that's also okay. I don't need to be a rov. It helps me for the panosa, it shall help me. Contrary to the balabatim, who understands that a rov needs the balabatim for his panosa. What a pity. One of our boss walks around and thinks the rov needs me. Guess what? Yes, it's your schus to help your rov. The Eibsha set it up that way. Yes, who would go into Rabbonis if they wouldn't get these few petty dollars that the kid doesn't help them to get through the month? But you get from a rav much more than a rav gets from you. I don't know if you know. Quite a few years ago, you probably don't know, I received an extremely large check from someone. I needed it. I realized what it's about. I called him over, explained to him exactly what I'm about, and I returned the check. It was one winter for a few months. For some reason, Moses noticed I wasn't being paid. I really was desperate. I never opened my mouth. I'm not in this for money. And I'm in this for COVID. I was in a place, I was established. They still love me there. Said a Sheikh Al-Moyed, 100 people, over 100 people joined, listened. I say a Sheikh here, a petty few people joined. I don't care, it's not about me. What does it mean? What does it mean if someone tell you half an hour before Mincha is someone there serving you thousands of dollars? You just too lazy to get this. Who loses? The one that's giving out the thousands of dollars loses? He's not losing. But you're, sorry for the term, acting very stupidly. How can you give up on that? That's not the issue, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't need you to come to my shir. I don't need Rabbanus. There's nothing in this for me. It's for you. It's how unfortunate it is that you do not realize. That you do not understand. I was invited. By the way, I would like to point out 2 points before I go further. Want each and every one of you to know that I will be there for you forever. I love you, I care for you, and this will not stop. I don't have to be your love for that. I am here for you. Many of those that have already left, keep up ties with me. Yes? You can also keep up ties with me. I'm here for you. I also will not chalila abandon the ship in the middle of a crisis. I'm a loyal captain. I will stay with you to create a smooth transition, to work things out. We will figure out how to deal with it. I will not leave you. I will not abandon the ship. I will make sure that everything works out well with Yafa the Shmaya. But the capacity of Rav is unnecessary. The salary is unnecessary, and you can keep the money. Many years ago, a group of Yungalayas came to invite me to become a Rav. You arrived without hats and jackets. I was shocked and out of disbelief. I grew up here in Flatbush. I'm not coming from Williamsburg. I'm not coming from Bar Park. I've seen Flatbush people. This was like the new generation. The generation that took off the hats and jackets and didn't have the decency upon the first time introducing himself to a Rav, to a potential Rav who was already a Rav at the time, to come with hats and jackets, come with t-shirts or something, whatever you look like. And then I asked, what time would you like to start davening Shabbos morning? Listen to the answer I got from a very mature, responsible young man he probably does not remember. When we start makes no difference. Most important is when we finish. This is my introduction to the Rabbanus of Kahal Rav Reichli. Mind you, I just almost threw up at the moment. I kept my composure. I put it over, and I said, perhaps I'll be able to do something with these people. Perhaps they're ready. Perhaps they're interested in leadership. Let me see what I can do for them. I'm a Shem Shemayim. I gave up the job I had, so I cannot go back, and I don't care. When discussing salary, I didn't bother finding out what I'm worth, what my value is. I was getting a minimum salary in Kahal B'nai Shlomo. It would be stupid and irresponsible not to ask for a little more, so I asked for a little more. That was it. And I never, like, B'chol don't involve with it. You can ask the treasure. I never even asked him for the money. He brings it, I get it. It's not about money. It's not about COVID, it's about you. I care for you. But I gotta be a two-way street. I gotta feel that you appreciate it. I gotta feel that you're looking for this. What suddenly told me is you do not care. Kahal Rav Reichli is closed. This present situation, of course, whatever. Let me share with you how Kahal Rav Reichli is closed. Sunday morning, we still had a minion there. Tuesday, Wednesday. I said again, cool to announce that the shul is closed. Now, mind you, there's nothing going on in the shul during the week. We only convene on Shabbos. So why is it important that I send out a message on Wednesday that the shul is closed? What was this about? It was about joining the great Chilul Hashem that has been produced in Flatbush, that davening in a shul kills. One Rav Yosef Rabinowitz stood up. One Mordechai HaTzadik stood up against the whole Flatbush and announced closing shuls is not the way to deal with this corona situation. Socialism's okay. Yes. Never in history have shuls closed for Magepas. Well, the Magepas were much worse than these Magepas. Why about them calling Tuesday and Wednesday? They have to pressure me to close the shul that's not even open. There's nobody there. There's nobody learning. There's nobody happening there. So we'll decide Friday. But guess what? I didn't say anything. You know what I did? I followed orders. Good boy. Fine. You're not coming anyway. What's the point? The shul is closed. A Rav called me Thursday. Pinchas, when are you opening your shul? So guess what? Nobody called me. Nobody's interested. You know these big ads? Stop the talking movement. You know the new religion of stop the talking movement? You know it's a religion. You know that? It goes along with stop the davening. Don't you worry. Those that don't talk don't daven either. It's okay. Maybe they daven to themselves. Nobody hears that davening. Most places that are busy with stop the talking, the davening takes maybe an hour and a half of Shabbat. It's not about davening. No religion. Stop the talking movement. 10,000 people, all these big things. What are you talking about? They're not coming to shul. It's stopped. You're not talking shul. Don't worry. There's no shul in Flatbush that's open. And it can't open. Because it's an Aveira to open a shul. A new Aveira. Find me this Aveira in the Torah. Where is this Aveira of opening a shul? Rabbi Yosef Rabinowitz, Mon Mordechai Tzadik. Rabbi Yosef found out that Rabbi Yisrael Reisman had a minion straight through. Yes. I found out dedicated about Kodesh Yosef Chaim Perlman. Had it been your straight to me, it's outdoors, it's social distance. Nobody died. I promise you, nobody got sick. Yes. So why was I getting pressure Tuesday and Wednesday to close the shoe? For what? You aren't coming anywhere. You care. Let it be open. Don't come. It was the principle of the matter. Was joining the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara, That's a some sefer says in the drasha for some sefer in Parsha Seikef. And the some sefer in the drasha it says the salt and ones that Magayfer be matzliach because the people are going to daven in the shul, the people are going to do everything regular. This is going to kill the Magayfer. It says close the shul and guess what? People died. Yes, they did. Of course. You know many years from now, people die. Guess what? Corona didn't kill anybody. You close the shul, people die. Yes. Let me see with you. Maybe Shorim, nobody did any social distance. Nobody did anything. Kiryas Matzah, they did everything. The Pneumish Rishad did no minion, no nothing. Maybe Shorim did that with minion. They did everything regular. In Yerushalayim, Maybe Shorim had the smallest percent. Kiryas Matzah, unfortunately, had the biggest percent. So much for those that say, two young alike told me past week, oh, Israel did a great job. Israel did no great job. The places where they were able to continue to daven minyan, the place where they kept chadorim open, those did a great job, yes. Close chadorim and you expect people not to die? What do you think? What do you think? What are you talking about? What is this about? But it should be ready a few weeks. We have Borough Park, Williamsburg, Monroe. Everyone's walking around regular. I told I didn't get any calls for 4 weeks. If Drov stands out of Sakaloka, that's still a bit fever. Is it clear? For someone to tell me that it's a dvar avir? For people to be up in arms about giving out such a psak? Is this Yiddish? Is this connected to Hashem? Before Shabbos passes Purim. Right after Purim. Thursday, I got calls from two of our members. Bunch of ideas that we have to do to prevent the corona. Where were they coming from? What was this about? What do you want? What are you doing? You have any idea where it's coming from? Other than a few media outlets? A few people in five towns have nothing to do with the time. We're trying to save the universe. Every Shabbos passes Purim. Suddenly the shuls in five towns closed down. What happened? Oh, one night the doctor decided there might be a problem. Instead of contacting his own Rav, who would have called his love, he found a different place. Of course, you don't have anything without a place. And he presented to that Rav that place that somehow speaks Nefesh. Of course, guess what? You call it off an hour before Shabbos and you tell him keeping the shuls open to Nefesh. What's he supposed to tell him? He doesn't know who you are from Adam. Why didn't you go to your Rav? Of course, I gotta go to my Rav. My Rav will call my block. He knows I have nothing to tackle with. Then you go to a different Rav. Then you go to someone who has no time to talk to you about this and discuss it with me. And all the shuls of five towns closed without any Rav saying that that's what should be done. What a pity on Klal Yisrael when shuls close down because of all the Balabas and closed instead of the Rabbanim. Is this not a decision for Gedolei Torah? Is this not a decision for Erech Eden? They had to get all that Torah in their name. The shuls were closed and the Etzibel HaTorah never knew about it. Isn't it sad? The Etzibel HaTorah gives out a letter to close the shuls on the name of Etzibel HaTorah. The Etzibel HaTorah comes, give out a letter to close the shuls. And they were never told. Is that what a goodness stands for? Is that what we're here? As one Rav Shashiva said very clearly, he told me Rav Pinchas, the elder Rav Shashiva, the Pinchas, the doctors and the politicians are running the world, are running Klal Yisrael. The leaders can't do anything. They're being intimidated. They're being threatened. There's nothing they can do. Let me just share with you. What are doctors in Shulchan Aruch? Very clear halacha. A doctor in Shulchan Aruch is one who is able to say, Makarini Yisachuli, I know this sickness. That in Allah is considered a doctor and he can help the Rav, not decide for the Rav, but help the Rav decide in Kiyuk Nefesh. Are we stupid? Is there any doctor that knows Corona? It was never around. It didn't exist. And they still don't know. And if a doctor says he knows, he's a liar. do not listen to what he has to say. Does it make sense? It should be some sort of distance. Definitely does. Without a doubt. Do you think the 6 feet is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Do you think they really experimented? They took a person and put him 5.5 feet from another person, and he died, and then they put him at 6 feet, and he had Chiyas HaMeisim? Are we crazy? Everyone's walking around with masks and social distance, exactly 6 feet. This is herd mentality. This is stupidity. This is not what we deserve. This is Getschke. This is not Shtavos. And guess what happens? Until the Mitzvah becomes an Aveid, and Mitzvah becomes a Mitzvah. Anyone in class that ever did anything close to Mitzvah was thrown out of the community. Nobody was Meshadr Zich with him. And here Mitzvah became a Mitzvah. Take a look at Simashim Peiches. We're Mechuyif to kill a Moise. Kill a Moise. Yes, kill him, yes. Now don't do it. But that's what he arrived at. Now, I don't know what your mindset is, but the mindset of the Flatbush community is everyone that was a Moise did a Mitzvah. How funny, how hilarious. That someone came with a car to Avenue Allen East 9th when the shul, Rav Landa shul, was still trying to be open, doing this terrible avodah of keeping a shul open. And someone was talking to him about it. They got into some sort of argument. The person was in the car that came to stop the shul from being open in the name of Ritzicha. Actually turned on the motor, pressed the gas, and threw the guy down with his car. Baruch Hashem, he survived. This is in the name of Pikuach Nefesh. Guess what? If Tefillah B'Tzibah becomes an Aveirah, Mitzvah becomes a Mitzvah, yes. That's what the Yetzar is about. Hasamam lor choshech v'la choshech hoi. Hoim nu l'toiv rab v'la ra toiv. Harav agoy ne Moshe Wolfson, so sein gesund ist stark. Didn't give in, nothing doing. They set it up, social distance and everything. And Baruch Hashem, nobody got sick, nobody died. Stop in 50 seconds. Nobody got sick, nobody died. Once they made sure to have in Yonim, then it stopped. Whatever Levi's you were, stopped. Turned to me, Madam, and you say through Bershteen, the Cheder, many others. What happened to us? This has never been in history. President Trump called the Rebbe to close the shul. President Trump didn't call no Rebbe. A Yiddish person probably didn't put on film and who knows how long. He's involved in the White House. And he got President Trump to call the Rebbe and force him to close the shul. The biggest destructors of Klal Yisrael our very own Yidden, unfortunately. And we unfortunately weren't able to see this. Many Rabbanim came up with all types of reasons for not davening B'tzibur. None of the reasons have any basis in Shulchan Aruch. I found out. I went through the halachas. There's not one single psak from any single rav that has any basis in Shulchan Aruch that Shulchan Aruch is an avodah. There's no such concept. There's no such mitzvah. Misleading Klal Yisro. But they were under tremendous pressure. I wasn't the only rav under pressure to close the shul. We weren't the only Rosh Yeshivas on the pressure to close the yeshivas. The pressure of the Balabasim was not to be able to be dealt with. And at that time, there was a lot of behold, there was a lot of panic. And at that time, it's very hard to talk logic to people. It was very hard to address this. But now that the dust has calmed, now is the moment of truth. You got to make a cheshvan and nefesh. Is that your achrayis to close the shul? Is that your achrayis to say there shouldn't be a shiur on Shabbos afternoon for about 4.5 people? Is that the danger? This whole story with the children, with the Kindle, has no basis. This whole thing that could be carried without having the symptoms, there's no proof to all of this. This is hogwash, this is garbage. And finally, we thought that Afila's gone and getting involved and helping the shuls get open. How disappointed all the Rabbanim all around, from all over the universe, were horrified to read the documents, the papers, the letters, whatever you want to call them, that were given out in the name of the Aguda, and how to reopen the shuls, which really said how to close the shuls, which really were directions on how not to have any more kehilos in Klal Yisrael. They had the chutzpah of writing out the papers with the Haskama and Yeses Kedoyle HaTeire. Let me share with you what Yeses Kedoyle HaTeire knew about this. I spoke to each and every one of them. I read to them what it says there, and they were horrified. This is good for a conservative shul, for a reform shul. They couldn't believe it. And I said, didn't you see it? They weren't given the time. It was supposed to be a meeting this past Monday, last week. Instead, the Yatsos meeting, instead they let them know on Thursday night that there's going to be a meeting, rushed meeting, Friday 9:30. What's the emergency? Nobody knows. Because out of the MSN, nobody could explain why this was sent out. Nobody has any idea. The Rabbanim just got more confused. Nobody has any idea what the father was for. There's no logic. There's no reasoning for this. Other than the OU sent a letter, so I could ask them the letter. There's no other reason for this. Now, I said before, Vinik Dashti, the Seikh Menei Sol, this is Kiddush Hashem. I may be thrown out of the community, but I do not care. This is a moment of truth. We will not let the doctors and the politicians run the Klal Yisrael. They are the ones that are in charge of Klal Yisrael. Nobody else. So late Thursday night at 12 o'clock, the documents that were so confusing and so hard to read were sent to the Gedolei HaTeire. That the Meyasa, you can only get into there once you pass 60. Because people that are a little younger have some more energy. They're able to fight with the politicians. So first you got to be 60. Then you can enter the Meyasa, then you're ready calmer. So 12 o'clock at night, and you can imagine someone coming in and saying, but I'm trying to be reading this at 12 o'clock at night. What do you think? And then you heard of them? The 9:30 in the morning was the meeting. And the Rav going to Mokil Kotlashlit said, I can't do this. I'm in Yeshiva now. It's not possible. Why can't we do this on Sunday? And there was no real reason. But the Aguda got very excited because the one and only person, the Miyazaki Gadol HaTzayr, who has the courage to open up his mouth to the politicians who lead the Aguda, is the Rav going to Mokil Kotlashlit. They wish you would be on the other side of the Meyasa, but the name Kotler is more important to them. So they'll just put up with him for the time being. So, the Rav Agarim keeps up sleep, says he can't be there. They got very excited. Oh, wow, that's great. And they just voted whatever it says without even reading it. They have no time, they have no patience. And everything was just okay. And then the document went out. And then the message says, I started getting quotes from every rabbi in the world. What did you do to us? So, no, we never really read this document. And if you need proof of what I say, take a look at the document. It's a 6-page document. Covers everything on the face of the earth. Hashem's name is not mentioned once in the document. Not Baruch Hashem, not Bechazi Hashem. Not Choydul Hashem, not Tfilul Hashem. The governor is mentioned. Yes, the governor. You don't do without the governor. As a little 16-year-old Bacha told me, Ochen Vay to the Eden, Zvartin Faragoy to Efer and Ashil, to Efer and Ayeshiva. Is this the history of Klal Yisrael? Is this the Agudas Yisrael? That to open a yeshiva, to open a Talmud Torah, you need the governor. And guess what? You would think, oh, the governor, they respect the governor. A moment later, the next thief, they write that the governor is doing this only for economy and politics. What? So we close shuls and Talmud Torah because we have to wait for the governor, and then it's only because of economics and economy and politics. What are you doing? What are you writing? That document took all of Uncle Kriya Satayr and ripped it to pieces. The Sefer Torah kills Ayesku. The Sefer Torah that Eden kissed and hugged in all generations. Wherever they were able to kiss the Sefer Torah, this is what killed. This was the very first thing that came out about Corona, before social distancing, before anything. Don't kiss that Sefer Torah. How stupid could we be that kissing the Sefer Torah to kill What are we? What are we? I know it's past half an hour. I wrote approximately half an hour. I got to continue. I far from finished my message. Last night, I cried to Chaim David Zwiebel, and I cried to Shlomo Werdiger. And I've already cried to Chaim David Zwiebel numerous times since Pesach. Get the Talmud Torahs open. Guess what? They did not even try to talk to the governor about opening Talmud Torahs. You want to know who's at fault? You are at fault. All of you, Ms. Balam, colleague at Avreichem. Not one of you picked up a phone to me to say, what's going to be? Our children are not in Cheder for so many weeks already. Hope they do. It's fine. It's great. They have some Zoom. They got a little bit of learning. Got a little bit of playing. It's fine. It's great. Maybe it's good for you. And if it's good for you, what a pity on you. But let's say it's good for you. What about the families in Barabak? What about the families that they are trying to send their children to Cheder, but they can't use the spacious buildings? What about the families that Baruch Hashem live the life of Torah? The ladies are not into careers. They do the top kind of Yiddish lady. They dress sneer-stick like a Torah. Sounds like you were talking about Yankiv. They do that top kid. They have babies. They have families and they care for them. They live in small apartments. They don't have big houses. How are they supposed to exist? Did you think about that? Do you care about that? Does it mean anything to you? How come nobody calls here? What's the Cheder? Nobody, nobody, nobody. Why can't Pikuch Nefesh? What Pikuch Nefesh? Are we stupid? Are we stupid? Don't you realize? Don't you realize that everyone got exposed on Purim? Don't you realize that? No, you don't realize? Yeah, go back. Go back. Sorry. Nobody knew Purim. We were laughing at shul. The only thing that was being discussed was the stock market, nothing else. Yeah, laughing over their hands, giving us everyone, the babies, the zaydis, everything was regular. Everyone got exposed to them, of course. Guess what? Impossible otherwise. Purim was Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday is when we realized what's going on. Thursday is when Trump closed the borders. Thursday was the time when people started to get a little bit, started thinking, Yashareh, whose design was that? None other than Hashem. Yes, Hashem wanted to bring Corona. Well, we don't know. Now that we know that, it's a social distance. We think Hashem is a fool. Now it's going to be Corona. It wasn't a guy. It was from Hashem. It wasn't because you didn't do social distance. It wasn't because you weren't aware. Hashem maybe shouldn't be aware. Now that we're aware, it's all finished. It's all, yeah, the one my gave is in history, and there was. It's gone, finished. Not enough proof. If that fellow didn't have new calls for 4 weeks, it's not enough proof because the media is telling you that there'll still be a second wave. They make the, they have any idea. They predicted 20 million in America or whatever. Nothing materialized. This gracious governor of New York killed more people than Corona killed. Look what's coming out about the nursing homes. What about this edict? That, I don't know if you know about it or not, but if you didn't know about it, it's definitely his blame. What about the edict of not letting children come to their parents in the hospital? How many people died for that and not for Corona? They have Corona, but they would have lived through the Corona, but if their children don't come to them, then they die. Any sick person that the child doesn't come dies, what do you think? The governor wanted more people to die. This keeps them in power. We go for all this garbage. We believe in all these gadgets and all these other desires instead of thinking about Hashem. I want to share with you something. I am aware that what I'm saying about Cheder is very unpopular. I'm aware that you're all scared out of your wits to send those children back to Cheder. You're all convinced that this is mamish, who knows what. Based on absolutely nothing. But I want to tell you something. In Williamsburg and in Mamre, all the Ingles are going to Cheder, Baruch Hashem. Every single Ingle goes to Cheder from morning to night. Can't be in the building, they can't have the spacious building. So the governor is trying to help them have social distances, cramming them up. But they go to the Cheder. And you're probably thinking, oh, these crazy people, they're not doing social distance. And Friday was very, very, everyone was very busy. I should ask it to my psych that you have to do social distance. Is that a rough job to teach you about social distance? That's for the doctors. But the doctors became poiskim. We had doctors running around Flatbushir, turning Sullivan Sib into the Sikha minion kills. You know, we found out that the doctors aren't even infectious diseases, doctors are pediatricians. Pediatricians? You know about corona? Minion kills? Huh? Huh? If any of you know these pediatricians, never patronize them. Scream at them. Scream at them. They made such a terror on the Rabbanim and on everybody. It's a moment of truth on both sides. I'm talking the truth and only the truth. Maybe I'm risking my life. Maybe these doctors will kill me, but I do not care. Let the truth rise. Let the truth come across. This is not Yiddishkeit. I don't know what this is, but this is not Yiddishkeit. Tzvichu b'tzibur and aveidah. And Mesira Mitz is not Jewish. Has no shaykhis. Not sending the children to cheder for some anger at the demyoinim. It's not Yiddishkeit. To respect the governor is not Yiddishkeit. You know what's going on in Purim, Parsa Madai? Which is, by the way, before Hanukkah. I don't know if you know. It happened much before Hanukkah. Even though the calendar is different. You know what happened? There was a Sudas HaKashvedish with a Heksha, with everything. Mordechai HaTzadik announced that you're not allowed to go to the Suda. You think he was popular? He was ridiculed. The HaGudis Yisrael would have announced that we're mechuyif to go to the Sudas HaKashvedish. That's what HaGudis is busy with, taking care of the governor. That's their agenda now. Let's be nice to the governor who hates us. As Chazal say, Allah, if you do a shaysa, son of the Yankif. Couldn't care less about our health from here to tomorrow. You know what happened later? And everyone bicked the home, and only Mordechai didn't bick. You know that this went on? Mordechai was ridiculed from the third year of Melech HaKashverosh until the next happened in the 12th year. Can you imagine? 9 years. You know, you learned this. You think Mordechai was a hero. No hero. He was ridiculed. He was vilified. You know what happened when Yavin came in? You know, they went to spill the drape when you got all excited? You think you would have been there, huh? No way, Jose. Never in a million years. How many people were there with Matasya? How many people learned with the Shredo? Very few. The Satmar Chassidim. Like they're doing now. And you laugh at them. You don't like, you're angry at them. Who? Doing such a thing, they're going to bring a second wave. Some say for certain, as I told you before, this is part of the Atonist plan. Cause the Chadon will be able to be more successful. Have a peace of the legacy of Islam. This is what we need to stop the corona, not socialists, not a way desire, not a Keshka. Don't breathe on the animal, okay? You have to stay closer, you don't want to give them the hand, whatever, all these tired is fine. Don't believe in all this. Nobody say. Let me share with you where this all comes from. Let me share with you what's behind all this. To quote a letter from our honorary President Trump, whom we owe so much for the chesed that he does with us, being a good shliach. And so writes President Trump, listen carefully, as we wage total war on this invisible enemy. Let me repeat. As we wage total war on this invisible enemy. Now, do you find anything stupid about this? Do you find anything funny about this? Do you see the president doing the briefing every day like times of a war? The governor doing a briefing every day like in times of a war? War against the invisible enemy? The enemy? Who's the enemy? Who's the war against? Fighting a war against who? Could this be anyone other than Hashem? Oh, he's a guy. How does he know? How does he know? I don't know. When you read about Paray, by the Makkah Zam, is that your reaction? Or you say, oh, Paray, stupid. What does it say there? By Makkah Zam, Vidilu Mitzrayim, Lishas Mayim, and Ayoy. The Chazal says, the Mitzrayim were trying to find their fuhr, how the mayim could become back mayim and who is dumb. And you think, oh, stupid people, they didn't realize it's Hashem? Guess what? Did you laugh when you saw this Ivy wage more? Did you think it was stupid? I don't know. Maybe you did. If you did, I'm impressed. But I'm afraid not. War, briefings. What? Did President Trump ever wage war on lions? Yes, he could do something to Corona. Who knows how many small these molecules could be on the width of a year? A war on Corona. It's so much sense, don't you see? But why do I laugh? And for some reason, I have the impression that you're not laughing at this, that you didn't notice this. I'll tell you why. Very simple reason. The reason is because you are connected to something called a smartphone. You are connected to every single boy out here in the street, or to every, or even more horrifying, to every Yiddish koifer, every Yiddish apikoris out here in the street. Yes, so it is. Erev Shchodesh Tevet is coming up. A few years ago, the Sfenner Abel, Klein Lebrocha, the Bodhman Tev, Matthew Solomon, got together, and they were able, Baruch Hashem, to bring the message to 40,000 Yidin that something has to be done about the technology. Barbach, Williamsburg, Monroe, Square, Muncie, followed. You didn't. Look at the difference. They're trying to get the children back into Cheder, and you're not. They're getting the shoes open, and you're not. You know why? Because your God is a smartphone. Because your Rav is a smartphone. And if your God is a smartphone and your Rav is a smartphone, I am not your Rav. God is not your God. Hashem has nothing to do with you. And you get a document from that good that represents what you all are. You don't care about God, and neither do they. One of the Metzik Doros I remember is Yosef Chaim David Tzvi, what are you doing about the shoes? And he says, I daven better at home. You daven better at home. It's about you. It's about you. Is that what Shulchan Aruch says? Makes it to be daven better. Shulchan Aruch says, you should go daven better. What does it mean you daven better at home? Is it about how you daven? Is that what it's about? Where are you? And let's say you do daven, don't you represent Klal Yisrael? Is that what Klal Yisrael did all day? Daven at home? Is that Yiddish God? You're a good Yisrael, by the way? I may be killed for this. I may have to move out of town for this. But guess what? We got to recognize the truth. We can't let the doctors who don't know Corona is, and they can't hide their ego. I tried to speak to one of the, somebody said he was involved to try to get the Chadarim open. And he said, get 5 doctors that will be able to help us. Doctors? How are they doctors for Corona? What do they know about Corona? They're liars. Big liars. Does any doctor paskin whether you should be Chilul Yom Kippurim? There are bond passing that. If any doctor passed me, I'm much more lenient than that. We're much more lenient than the doctors. We make bris much later than doctors. Doctors are make a bris. We have Shulchan Aruch, no. Kuchan Aruch is much more, but this is not the Kuchan Aruch. This is the Nioinus. This is a very desire. This is a Gatschke. Taira Choshvim is Balim. If at this present moment, you took your God, you took your Geshke, your smartphone, and you now break it like a Roman being broke down by the Zoras, you may need a Rav. You may connect to the Rav Hashem. Not yet, it'll take some time, but you may need a Rav, you may connect to Hashem. But as long as you have your smartphone, he's your poisik, you will get the Pesachim from all the Rabbanim all over the place. Rabbanim that you never knew existed. Rabbanim that you never used to shy to. Yom Kippur, you come to me. Chil Shabbos, you come to me. Need the side if you come to me. Money side if you come to me. Why not? I should be the one carrying all your responsibility, all the avodas. Why not? Love the galach does that too, right? You go to the galach and you confess them. So why should I be the one that says yes? This is not either. Yes, let me take that of Christ. I should tell you not to fast him kippah. Yes, I should tell you chilul Shabbos. And then you'll tell me that Philip is an avodah. If I ask Philip is a mitzvah, oh, terrible. Terrible. And did I force him to go down with mitzvah? So many psalms my passing, you couldn't get less. I told you about the mechitza. Ooh, you laughed. You came to the shiur. It was very nice. It's so loud. I told you about having half the jackets. Maybe one or two people cared. It's all about Shulchan Aruch. Who cares? You're not about Shulchan Aruch. You're about what's good for you. You're about what the smartphone produces. Stop the talking. You know who's involved in stop the talking? You know who's busy not tolerating people that talk? Maybe a place, I don't know, where, someplace. In the shul that they don't even hear. be the people that promote tolerance. We should tolerate the boys and girls, teenagers, on the Chazalei Shabbos. If they don't have actual Gilead Ayes, they have not Gilead Ayes. We can't tolerate love, love. We can't tolerate some of the tzibah during Corona. That can't be tolerated. No, zero tolerance. We can't tolerate Tzokin and Shul. When I grew up, God bless Ramazan, there were a lot of times the Chacham, there was a packed shul. The talking about davening was like a chicken coop. The only one that cared was the roof. The only one. I remember all 3 years, they're both feet in the Chacham, they came over to the roof. And Tom, this way was in Europe and all the cities. The roof was the one that spoke about talking about davening. Unfortunately, the people didn't do it. But they were much older than all of you, believe me. They wouldn't have shoes closed for so long, never. They would never close it. Wouldn't do it on their mind. They wouldn't have children without cheder. It has never been in Yiddishkeit in Klal Yisrael. Zoom, that's cheder, yeah, Zoom is cheder. Not interacting with the Rebbe on a personal level, that's cheder, yeah. That's how you were brought up, yeah, that's cheder. Huh? That's cheder, not happening with Rebbe, not hearing about me to say this, not seeing how you interact with this. Is this cheder to you? Is this cheder? Is this good for problems? Yeah, this is not good for Yiddish cheder. This is not have a beer, shop to make yourself a Yisrael. Is a substitute for cheder? So these people who teach us, so what was going on? This Adrub was the one, right? Today tables turned. Everyone's coming over to me. It's not enough. They're still talking here and they're talking there. Talking is shul is solely the Rav Zacharias. It's not your Achrais. You take care of your Mishkanis. You take care of your wife's dressing sneers. You take care of your hat jacket. You take care of Lashon Hara Rechilas. How much Lashon Hara Rechilas was going on these blogs, on these whatever? That's not part of the Torah. Only Tzvila B'Tzibir Esicha, the New Testament, the New Torah, this is Torah. What is this? What kind of Yiddishkeit are you living? Who is your God? So if you are ready now, when I talk to you, to break that smartphone, you may need a Rav. If you want to come, you can talk to me about being your Rav. I must know for sure that you broke that smartphone. Other than that, don't even try. Schools get together the parents and start speaking with technology. And then the parents open arms and the schools feel they're going to have to close up because the parents are not stupid parents. Are you crazy? The schools are protecting your children. Are you stupid? Don't you know that this brings about depression, suicide? This brings about Gilead Arayis, Shfichas Dam and everything. Don't you know that? Are you stupid? You have kindness to the schools? You come and tell me that you gave a phone with text to your children and oh, you gave what's happening and you're crying. Now you cry? Where was I before you gave that phone with text to your child? I wasn't able to help you, guide you, whether you should or you should. Where was your school before? You weren't able to hear them? Is this the proper time to do it? Should I not? Come on. What are you telling me? What are you talking about? People come and tell me that Chaim Kanievsky says you're not allowed to daven in a shul that they talk by davening. What exactly means talk by davening? Who knows? Chaim Kanievsky also says you have to wear a beard and also says you shouldn't wear a watch. What happened to Chaim Kanievsky? That's not okay. I don't wear a beard. Pick and choose. That's a very comfortable Yiddish guy. If I do have the option to be a rav in a shul, everyone should come into that shul and talk your heads off. Shul is your home. Be comfortable there. Learn how to daven. You'll be busy davening. You won't talk. But talk. Enjoy being a shul. Shul is not a killer. Before 10,000 people made a commitment, they're not going to go to shul. Come to shul already. Come to shul already. Open the shul already. Don't be busy not talking. I'd like to finish up with what I began. That although at this particular stage we seem to be parting ways, but I'm not abandoning ship. I'm here with you and help you through a smooth transition with the Alta the Shemaya. And I really love you all. And I hope you feel the love and the passion that I have here. Ibn Shalhofen, Shabzikha that much of Fokha, and much the Alta the Shemaya, and much Lankasumi Kindalach. She'll be there in the car to have our children back in Cheder. She was back open. She'll be back. And we all know and believe that Eibishter already took away the Kodesh. Time to get back to normal. Stop with the Avodah Zarah. Stop with the Geshkes. It's enough proof. 4 weeks, that's all we did. It got a pool in Barapak. And the Avodah Zarah got a mountain. It's enough proof. A second wave. No, nothing. Leave that to the Goyim. Let them be busy with this. We'll have the Kindle of Cheder. Last about the Midrash, not going to come again. Do not know, perhaps because we closed the shul, because we closed the chadran, that's why somebody died, unfortunately. So, the Eibishter, we should only have simchas, we should learn the lesson. You should break that smartphone, break the gashke, look for the Rebbeinu in the Shalom, look for Rabbanim, look for Adrachim, we should be Zeicha Sheyisai, Shem Shemaim Adidenu, we should Zeicha Bekaroi. At the bottom of the Rosh, at the bottom of the Christias, should be Oyla, the Tzir in Berina, Bias Mashiach Tzidkaini, Mamhairu, Vimaini, Mamhairu.